I want to thank everybody for coming out to the grand opening of the new GDS Lennox facility. Before I start, I'd like to make a few comments about how proud I am of all the GDS employees for their effort and the work that they put in every day to make this growth a reality. I'd also like to thank Cabot for their continued belief and support in GDS. I think that we can all agree that Cabot has and continues to positively impact every aspect of this community on a daily basis, and I'm forever grateful for the opportunity that has been presented to me to be part of this organization. Going back to an overview of GDS, we currently have 270 employees. We're targeting growth of upward of 300 employees by the end of the year. We have four facilities within Susquehanna County, as mentioned, Demick, two in Montrose, and this Lennox facility. We operate 67 water trucks, 70 pickup trucks, and we have 17 additional heavy trucks, including winch, tractors, and sweepers. We offer a full service line of construction and equipment, ranging from dozers, excavators, rollers, off-road dump trucks, and skid steers. On to the more specific breakout of the trucking and maintenance departments, we're targeting 200 plus employees just within the trucking department alone. We currently have 160 plus drivers, and we're looking to end that the year with 180 to 190 drivers. We have day and night shift foremen and assistant foremen. We have day and night shift dispatchers and lead dispatchers. We have day and night shift field based truck pushers as well. Within our maintenance department, we're targeting 20 employees, a foreman at each shop up in Montrose and here at Lennox, a coordinator at each shop, and 6 to 7 mechanics operating day and night shift at each location. As previously mentioned about the four facilities, I want to give some details about the growth that led up to the needs. In Demick, the building that we currently operate out of was built in 2010 to 2011, houses mainly the management and the office staff. The Montrose Maintenance Building was purchased in 2010 and retrofitted in 2011 to 2012, and that's our maintenance shop only for our mechanics and foremen. Our Montrose Dispatch Building was purchased in 2010, and it acts as a dispatch and driver shift change facility. That facility was recently upgraded in 2018 and into early 2019. And our current dispatch facility here, our maintenance and dispatch at Lennox, the land was purchased in 2018. Construction began in late 2018, and this facility will be acting as our maintenance, dispatch, and driver shift change facility for the eastern side of the county. We expect to be fully operational next month here. To touch a little bit upon our environmental awareness incorporated into some of the GDS facilities, as Phil mentioned earlier, we've been recycling all of our waste oil since 2012 out of our Montrose facility. We estimate that we've averaged roughly 6,000 gallons of waste oil recycled per year. We project to be recycling 12,000 plus gallons per year with our current fleet size, which includes upward of 200 pieces of equipment within the trucking and construction departments. We expect 100% of all of our waste oil to be recycled via recycled waste oil burners at 3 out of our 4 facilities. We've also incorporated LED lighting, radiant floor heating, motion-activated lighting, and spray foam insulation into this new facility to make it more energy efficient. Stepping back just real quick, back in 2012, when I came to GDS, we had 100 employees. At that time, 120, I laughed, that was the panic number or the ceiling for what our operations could sustain. As Cabot continued to grow, the GDS operations and support followed closely. GDS is now staring at roughly a rough headcount of 300 employees to close out 2019. We anticipate adding 30 employees by the end of the year within both the trucking and the maintenance departments, which I am proud to be able to say that all prospective candidates can expect generous benefits, competitive wages, consistent and steady work. We've been collecting and analyzing data consistently within our organization to help identify trends and areas for improvement within the company. This has led directly to the implementation of the GDS Mentor Program, which Phil had mentioned earlier, and that was developed and led by Mr. Steve Soranka and Mr. Carl Replog in association with the foreman, assistant foreman, dispatchers, drivers, and management. So it was a full team effort. This is a 2 to 4 week intensive training Specific to the GDS trucking operations with competency tests and evaluations throughout the program. I truly believe that this has elevated GDS to a leader within the local trucking industry and will allow us to continue to stand out as a premier employer locally. I'd like to now wrap up this and thank some individuals and companies that came together to make this facility a reality. I'd like to thank the following GDS employees: Toby Watson, Shane Christian, Bill Boot, Steven Serenka, Rob Wagner, Bob Benny, Bob Piccoletti, and all of the other construction, roustabout, and equipment department field staff that worked tirelessly to make this facility happen. I'd like to thank the engineering group, Nate Tompkins from Tompkins Engineering. I'd like to thank the general contractor, Scott Brace from Brace Construction, as well as Don Rinaldi from Beta Construction, and the plethora of subcontractors and suppliers across every trade, including electricians, plumbers, drywall, framers, painters, HVAC, mechanical, concrete, fluid suppliers, and the vendors that supply the rolled compacted concrete here in the parking lot. I'd like to thank you all, and thank you again for coming out today. Feel free to walk around, ask questions, grab a bite to eat inside. We'll be here until about 3 o'clock. If you're walking around and you'd like to grab somebody in a tan shirt that says GDS on it, they'd be more than happy to show you throughout the facility.